This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Messi was a late scratch due to muscle overload. Everyone have muscle overload on a Friday, Joe.
How about that one?
Yeah.
Muscle overload. Better known as, we're not going to let our fans know that your ass ain't playing tonight so we can piss some more guys' people that are going to the game off.
I'm over it. I do have a question for you, though. Asked this earlier. It was actually pretty interesting.
What do you have?
And they said, how many players would need to make an immediate impact out of this draft class for those guys to save their jobs?
I can't imagine 10 draft picks. And if they don't come in, some of those guys, on offense and defense, and start or don't play all the time in a rotation, there needs to be half the guys.
Top three picks at the very least, right? You got to hit?
Well.
You got to hit on your first.
I'm always a believer. I know Omar was going to join us, doesn't necessarily believe that your best players need to be your first couple of picks. I've never been able to understand when he says that. But, yeah, I would say 1, 2, and 3 would be a good start. You know, we haven't done great with threes. Threes has not been the third pick has not been a great pick. Center, a linebacker, and a tight end have not gone well in that third round recently. But yeah, ones and twos, man. We got a hit, and then all those other you got a couple extra fours, couple of fives. You gotta find some players in there. You got to find some starters in there.
Yeah. Might be best, by the way, for Chris to not laugh at anyone either when he's talking about, you know, the offensive line or whatever, you know, the offseason.
Well, it's funny you said that because I saw something from Barry yesterday, and I thought of Chris again. And this is, by the way, this is all about Chris Greer because Chris is the GM. And some people know, Joe, it's not. It's also the head coach right now. He's involved in the draft. Yeah, Chris is asking. But at the end of the day, Chris better understand I'm the GM and you're the head coach. And he's got great people skills, so it's not like he would be a jerk to Mike if he disagreed and said, no. We got to go this direction on this guy. NFL Analytics, Warren Sharp came out. I don't know how many people had a chance to read Barry Jackson's article. It's very good. The Fins had the highest percentage of runs for loss or no gain in the league. Third and fourth down, even worse. Running back carries, 46% loss or no gain of their carries. And some of those numbers, if you read, I didn't even write down going back years since they've been this bad. And then at the end of the article, Barry Jackson says, and it was great, some of Barry's best work for a guy that does a story on like 7 different sports in town every day. He said, so much is because of this. The guard play is not good enough. And I said this before because people are going, yeah, we got our team defending these guys during the year and it's not this and they're playing their ass off and they're playing hard and, hey, now they're not so bad because they did have a nice little run where it looked like they got the running game turned around and then it just, whew, it got some – some nasty numbers, 2 yards of carrying a couple of game. It was bad. It was bad. And those guys made their comments. And, you know, like, these writers aren't as dumb as, you know, you're getting on, oh, you guys are, you guys, we're kind of sitting at breakfast. We thought it was kind of funny you were talking about the O-line. O-line, what are you talking about? O-line.
Well, who takes the bigger share of the blame for that when you talk about these short yardage plays? I happen to think the Dolphins' play calling is a disaster.
Did not go well last year.
They do that nonsense where they throw the ball 7 yards, pitch the ball 7 yards in the backfield when you need one.
Well, you know,
it's like, what are you doing? And between that and the screen passes,
the coach saw those numbers and absolutely lost confidence that they could run between the tackles. You tried it; it didn't work.
Yeah, but if you can't do third that, you and can't one, win fourth games.
And, exactly.
Like you can't keep pitching the ball deep into the backfield, hoping you're gonna side to side out.
So this
run
thing,
guys.
And I know Mike has said he's really excited because now the defense have figured him out. Now he's had a chance to figure out what they're doing to him, and now he's going to counter and stuff. But the other part of this for Mike and his coaching staff, and I think some of it's personnel, a lot of it, but they got to get their running game going. You can't. It was a bad year overall. It was bad. And then, you know, you realize you can't run the ball, so you throw it more, and that doesn't always work. So there was a lot of parts to it, but I thought that Warren Sharp thing coming out on those percentages said everything, since everybody's into analytics now and following that stuff. But that was a little shaky. So Durham Smythe, by the way, I haven't mentioned that, going to the Bears. And Javon Holland looks like he's going to hit the jackpot. Maybe we'll know something Sunday by things will start to leak out. But Monday when they start negotiating, they're not really negotiating. Those deals are going to be done. How many years you've been following? Monday, those deals will be done. I know they can't be official for a couple more days after that, but they're going to be done. They are. Definitely. So there is a lot of different parts to this thing for the Dolphins, but they have a lot of holes. They got to redo this whole roster. Got to decide which guys on the team they want to re-sign. If there are some guys and some of those linebackers, I wouldn't have a problem with those guys coming back. But they need draft. Can't do this all through free agency. You don't have $50 or $60 million under the cap, and I know they're going to probably free up some more money here coming up, maybe over the next couple of days, try to free up some more money to get more aggressive in free agency. But this thing's got to be, it's got to do it through the draft. I know everybody's tired of hearing about the Rams and what they've done, turning their mess around after they went all in to win that championship, and then they had to pay, and everybody said they were going to be bad for a long time. Hell, they almost beat the Eagles. They played the Eagles better than anybody last year. They had a chance, right? Last drive in Philly. Rams, a hell of a story. We beat the Rams. How about that one? We beat the Rams. That was our one win against a playoff team last year was the Rams out in L.A. That was a hell of a win for the Dolphins. But there's a lot of work to do, man. I don't know where you start. You just find players that can play right away in the draft. You got to be drafting. Some point, I would love to have somebody just say, we got to line some guys up right off the bat. We're not necessarily putting veteran free agents ahead of them. Some guys are just going to line up and start. Minicamp. Your job, go get him. We'll see if he moves one way or the other in some of these draft picks. But Woody, to your other question, I don't have an answer, and I don't think you're crazy about this. And well, Mr. Ross, if things don't go well, and you're competitive, and you know, I don't want to hear about injury. Nobody wants to hear about injury. Whatever position you're hurt at, nobody wants to hear about that. And because that's just part of the game, and you hope you have enough depth to put more guys in. But I don't know if this is a year, if Mr. Ross sees something that he makes a change. I don't know what he has said to those guys. I have no idea.
Well, that's doubtful, right?
But I think he's got to really...
At least there's no expectations for the team this year.
Oh, I think a lot.
Right?
I think a lot of fans.
No, I don't think so, man. I think people know that this year is going to be a mess. I don't think there's any more of those. And you sold people real good last year, but I don't think you're not going to do that this year. I would imagine.
No.
I know you'll get excited when the season gets ready to start, as we all do.
So,
but I don't think there's no expectations.
The first thing that needs to happen. And you want to talk about the oldest topic we have on this team? Tua needs to play 17 games.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
I know. First thing needs to happen is Tua can't miss 6 games. Concussion, hip, can't miss them. And
you just take him in a bubble back there,
right? I got you. I mean, it's hard to imagine he can stay healthy. No matter how he plays, that he can stay
healthy.
What's
his body type? What is he going to come? Doesn't he come back with a new body type each year? One year he's skinny, the next year he puts on weight.
That's funny you said that. I don't know what they decide. What he and the team decide what his weight should be this year. Remember, he wanted to be lighter because he wanted to run more after staying healthy as a bigger guy. I have no idea. I'd be really curious to see what Tua looks like. But he didn't get hurt on purpose, man. He's never going back
no
to Alabama.
One's blaming him for that. No one's
He never got hurt on purpose. But the fact is, he's always hurt. But he got 1 year. He got them all in.
It's the way that he gets hurt. It's the routine plays that he gets hurt on.
Yes,
the DeMar Hamlin thing was like really wild. And
wasn't
the fact that like
wasn't
when
the
he
hardest
gets,
hit
when
That's
he
a
gets
great
a
point.
Concussion. His concussions are very, very hideous.
Yeah, they're not.
He goes all in.
Yes, they look bad.
Yeah,
the fingers curl up.
I don't even see like some of those UFC guys don't even do that. They get knocked out.
Not a good look. Woody, we got to go to break here. We're going to have Omar join us coming up at 8 o'clock, and we'll talk to Omar about.
We getting anything accomplished here today?
No, we're spinning wheels. We're in the mud. We're spinning wheels right now. I get
tough off season topics. They got Mike Tannenbaum on TV speaking of tough.
You back on Mike Tannenbaum?
Anyone wake up and they're like, I really want to know what that guy has to say.
All right. We got to go to break.
By the way, if he shows up, it's all you. All you. You're the one that says all the stuff. You know? That was one of my favorite things that ever happened, by the way. Do we tell it? I think we told that story, right?
So Mike comes by. We're at UM. And by the way, he might be at Pro Day, to your point. There's a good chance.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I hope he comes up to you again.
And he'll come up, and he hears everything here. He lives up in Palm Beach. And he just gives me that look. And he couldn't say much because the wife and two sons were there. And I said, Mike, it was awkward, right? You're sitting there. He's not worried about you, and he's staring at me. So I talked to everybody. And he's got that look, and I said, Mike, I had to break the ice. I said, boy, you've given some NFL City some great stuff to talk about. I know you don't believe some of that stuff, but it gets everybody going. And he didn't say, yeah, you know, it's part of that show. We got to come up with topics. He just looked at me like, no, I said that because I believed it. I can't remember which one it was.
It had something to do with Aaron Rodgers, I think. Didn't have to do, or he was some crazy quarterback thing that he wanted to do.
Yeah.
I think it might have been Aaron Rodgers, but it was really funny because what you said to him is insulting.
Yeah, but it was
It was great because it just took the heat off of everything else, and he was just focused on
but
you.
But he never answered. He just stared at me.
Well, yeah, because what you said is insulting. You essentially called him a fraud.
I didn't say that. I never mentioned
yes,
the word fraud.
Yes, you did. You basically said what he was doing on television was shtick.
I said, Mike. No, I just go, Mike, I know you didn't believe that, but you said.
You're just doing that for the show, right?
You're doing that for the show.
Some conversation.
And he didn't like it. He was.
Yeah, because you insulted him.
Not real happy. Hey, I'll tell you who's happy every day because they're damn good at what they do. It's Harvey Cohen and Gary Judah, the partners of Cohen and Judah, injury law firm, personal injury attorneys in Plantation. Covering you all over South Florida there, man. The same partners, when you walk in the door, they shake your hand and they go, hey, what's going on? Let's sit down. Let's talk about your case. You were somewhere else. You weren't happy. You came over to us. Let's do it. And they're going to go, what's different about you guys? Well, you're looking at who's going to handle your case. How's that to start with? Harvey and Gary are going to handle your case sometimes together. And boy, when they're working the double team, you're going to win. They are. He's talking about partners who handle your case from start to finish and all that experience, more than 30 years and big enough to go to trial and get you multi-million dollar results and small enough just to call you back even on a weekend. See, you're going through this injury. You've been injured at work. You got injured in an automobile accident, motorcycle accident. You're frustrated. You feel like where you currently are, the law firm you're using, has not made you a priority. You just feel like you're just a number there. You won't feel that way with Harvey and Gary. No way, man. It's about the personal touch. It's about keeping you up, even on the weekends, letting you know how your case is going. They really are easy to reach. It makes it great. I want you to find out go to CohenandJudah.com, read the reviews, partners who care, really. Go to CohenandJudah.com, 866-FAIR-FEE. That's 866-FAIR-FEE, and remember this, they don't pay other lawyers to do the work you hire.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Omisid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Omisid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at omised.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a 15-year veteran and three-time champion, subscribe to my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week where we take you through the ins and outs of the association's top storylines, as well as breaking news and so much more. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.